Prague counselors on Tuesday approved a controversial plan to create a special camp for the city's homeless somewhere in the suburbs, a place where they would be given food and shelter while remaining conveniently out of sight. Councilors argue that this will bring relief to both the general public and the homeless. However, human rights activists and non-profit groups have raised an outcry against what they see as a dangerous policy of segregation. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
The city of Prague is calling it an integrated assistance center for the homeless, a place on the outskirts of town which would provide shelter, medical assistance and two hot meals a day for homeless people who have little chance of ever returning to a normal life and who get turned away from other help centers because they are uncooperative, drunk or on drugs. Its initiator, Jutta Janicek, says that the center should be a last resort for those who have no place to go.
I have no intention of creating a centre for the entire homeless community. Prague has over 3,500 homeless people. Of those, around 150 are in such a pitiful state and so uncooperative, they get turned away from shelters. Then they either sleep on the street or end up in a drunk tank. In the worst case, they freeze to death. As I see it, they would be better off in a centre where they can get food, shelter and medical care. So we want to set up the centre, give it a trial run and see how it goes.
The centre would be made up of tents and prefabricated cabins. Food would be distributed twice a day and there would be a doctor to provide medical assistance. A security agency would be responsible for maintaining order, and although homeless people would not be physically forced to go there, the city police and social workers in the city centre would put pressure on them to do so by constant ID checks and orders for them to move elsewhere. Human rights activists and NGOs working with the homeless are aghast, calling it a crude attempt at social engineering, which does not treat the homeless as human beings. Pavla Vopelakova from the Czech Salvation Army says the approach is all wrong.
I know that Mr. Janicek is speaking about those that are not cooperating, but I don't see a way that they will be cooperating in this situation anyway. You know, because if it's a long-term relationship, we've got to build up trust with these people. They have to accept us as those who really want to help them, not who just want to send them out, you know, to get rid of the problem. We have to, or our employees have to go and start offering them the aid where they are, start building relationships, and then, you know, step by step, move them to a more safer environment. I'm not speaking immediately about a shelter accommodation because, yes, there is a problem with the alcohol, but I'm speaking about the low-threshold day centers where the people can be in a safe environment. We get the relationship with them right, and then we can move them on.
The vast majority of European capitals provide aid for the homeless in the city centre. However, Pavla Vopelakova says the Czech project is not entirely new. Something similar was attempted in Paris a few years ago and proved a failure.
It's a very similar setup that once a week there was a special train leaving from Paris to the suburb of Paris, taking the homeless people, you know, away from the centre. But it failed because the people would stay there one, two nights, and then they would return back because that's where their friends are, that's where the possibility, you know, for living is. I mean, you know, they can get money there easier because they can beg, or it's their natural environment. They will be always returning to the capital of the city because it's the place where they are used to be. It's anonymous for them, and that's where it's most easy for them to be.
Prague City Hall says that the Centre for the Homeless could be set up and ready to operate within 6 months' time, most likely in the suburb of Malešice. However, there are many ready to fight it. The opposition Social Democrats say that if they win enough seats on the council in elections this autumn, Jutta Janicek's plan will remain on paper where it belongs.
Thank you, Daniela. In the 2 weeks since it premiered, the